think God does not exist.
我是绝对自由的。
I am absolutely free.
他不知道他的所谓绝对自由都是神的绝对绝对的自由所任凭他才有自由。
They didn't know that their so-called absolute freedom come from the absolute will of God.
对低层真正了解的人,
those who understood the very first layer,
他们就一生永恒的旨意早就结合在一起。
They are one with the eternal will of God.
在第四个阶层中间的人,
but if you are on the fourth layer,
他们可能沦落为绝对自以为是的无神论者。
They may become atheists who think that they are always right.
我绝对自由了,
I'm absolutely free.
这个绝对自由什么意思呢?
What does it mean to be absolutely free?
上帝任凭你。
It means God has let you go.
上帝不再干涉你,
have given up.
上帝许可你好像有绝对的自由。
Allow you to think you have absolute freedom.
这个任凭的结果就是要你完全负责最后在他面前完全受审判的意思。
That you may be absolutely responsible on the day of judgment.
现在我问你一句话,
let me ask you this.
神干涉我们,
when God intervenes in our life,
使我们不大自由自在,
that we may seem not to be free.
跟神完全任凭我们,
compared to when God gives us up,
使我们绝对自由自在,
that we may be absolutely free.
哪一个好啊?
Which one would be better?
我问你啊, 哪一个好啊?
Which one is better?
有神管跟没有神管, 哪一个好啊?
Is it better to have God?
你回答吧,
or not?
哪一个好啊? 有上帝管才好, 对不对?
Of course it's better to have God.
有上帝管很不舒服的,
but it is painful.
没有人管最舒服的,
it is best and most comfortable to have not anyone care.
连神都不管更舒服。
If God doesn't even care, that would be better, right?
今天很多人把最低级的层次当作他最享受的生活。
But today many people treat the lowest as the best.
真的很可怜的。
This is pathetic.
所以当参孙,
when Samson,
爱在外邦人的时候,
when he loved the Gentiles,
圣经说这是出耶和华,
the Bible says this came from
the God. 我相信这是上帝把他放在被许可的那个层次中间。
It means that God has allowed him to move.
那么参孙是不是被神任凭了呢?
Does that mean that God has given him up?
还不是,
not yet.
也是最后的一分钟他回到上帝的面前。
At the last moment he returned to God.
你看见这样可怜的人吗?
Such a pathetic person.
当上帝还肯干预我们的时候,
when God is still willing to intervene in our lives,
他还看重你,
he still takes care of you,
还关心你,
he still cares for you,
还继续用他的计划行在你的身上,
within his plan he still moves you.
当上帝完全任凭我们的时候,
but when he gave us up,
那就是我们最危险的时候,
we will be at the most dangerous point.
如果一个人在医院里面,
if a person is in the hospital,
那么他对护士说, 我想吃这个东西,
and he tells the nurse, I want to eat this thing,
护士说, 医生吩咐你不可以吃这个东西,
the nurse says, the doctor says no,
那我想吃那个东西,
but I want to eat that thing,
护士说, 医生说你不可以吃那个东西,
the nurse says no,
那么结果你就很生气, 这个不可, 那个不可, 哎怎么样?
You get angry with the nurse.
为什么不可?
Why can't I eat this?
你爱吃糖, 你爱吃芒果, 但是你有糖尿病, 所以医生说不可。
You want to take candy, but you have diabetes, so you can't do that.
你说我要吃咸鱼,
you say, I want salted fish.
医生说你有血压高, 你也不可以。
The doctor say you have high blood pressure.
你说我要吃油,
I want to eat fatty stuff.
医生说你的这个三甘自由 太高了, 你也不可以。
The doctor say your cholesterol is very high.
所以你气得要命, 这个不可, 那个不可, 这个不可, 那个不可。
So you get so angry and you say everything also cannot.
你知道我付多少钱, 这些钱可以买多少东西吃, 都给你们医生骗去。
But I pay medical bills is so high I can buy all these things.
这个护士说不是这样讲的。
The nurse said no.
你的刺激食物对你的病况完全没有帮助。
All these food are not good for your health.
所以医生不准你吃这个东西。
And so the doctor forbid them.
后来有一天,
one day,
医生说昨天查询给我看。
Doctor said yesterday the report is here.
他从都看完了以后,
after he see the medical report,
走以前对护士说,
and he told the nurse,
从明天开始,
from tomorrow onwards,
他要什么都给他吃,
whatever he wants, give him,
他求什么都给他买,
whatever he wants to buy, let him buy,
从明天开始,
from tomorrow onwards,
无论他要什么你都给他吃,
no matter what he wants, give it to him.
这是好事情啊, 坏事情,
is this good or bad?
好事情吗?
Is this good?
坏事情吗?
Or is this bad?
为什么你这么聪明啊? 什么你会回答, 这是坏事情啊?
How do you know that it was a bad thing?
所以护士就问医生, 为什么今天可以给他吃呢?
The nurse said, why do you change your mind?
医生说他两天以后就死了。
The doctor said, yeah, 2 days more.
让他享受一下甜的酸的辣的什么都来。
Let him enjoy his life.
哎呀，吃什么都给他吃好了。
Give him anything he wants.
你现在明白我的意思。
Now you understand what I mean.
当你最自由的时候,
at the midst of your absolute freedom,
神绝对不再干涉你的时候,
when God do not want to intervene anymore,
也就是你享受一个自我以为是绝对自由, 而落在最可怕的人神任凭的层次里面的时候,
It is a mistaken notion because you are at the depth of your crisis.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们真爱主啊。
Do we truly love the Lord?
我们求主常常干预我们。
We should ask that He intervene in our life all the time.
若是可能的话,
if it is at all possible,
在我们没有被鞭打、没有被管教以前，我们先看出神最永恒的旨意是什么。
Before we have rebuke and chastisement, we first see His eternal plan.
好过我们受鞭打、受管教以后，才对上帝说：“我现在明白你的意思是什么。”
Better than saying to God, "I now know Your will." After He has chastised us,
好，由我们求主为我们安排一切。
And we ask that the Lord arrange all things for us.
不是说我要这样，你听我吧。
Not to say I want this, listen to me.
一个伟大的祷告是用这样的话做结束的，不是我的意思，是你的意思成全。
A great prayer will end with not my will, but Your will be done.
按照我的旨意，能按照你的旨意去成全。
Not by my own will, but by Your will be done.
这是全本圣经很清楚给我们看见，神主权要怎样运行在我们的身上。
This is the clear biblical teaching of the sovereignty will of God working in our life.
参孙是这样的人吗？
Was Samson such a person?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
他只抓住不可剃头发。
He only remembered not to shave his head.
抓住这一两个次要的命令。
A few secondary view.
总原则的。
But the general principle.
更高一层的命令。
A deeper meaning.
完全不明白。
Absolutely, he couldn't understand.
当他在婚姻的事情上。
So in a matter of marriage.
恋爱的事情上。
The matter of his love life.
他就过一个非常放纵，只顺从自己的情欲的道路。
He led a life that was indulgent.
在希腊的哲学里面告诉我们。
In Greek philosophy.
大自然安排头脑比心脏的位置更高。
Nature has arranged the brain to be higher than the heart.
心脏的位置比腰更高。
And the heart higher than the groin.
这个告诉我们什么事情？
What does this mean?
柏拉图说，这就表示人有三部分很重要的这个组成因素。
Plato says that that means man is made of three portions.
一个因素就是意志。
The first one is the will.
意志在腰。
The will is upon the groin.
人有感情。
We have emotion.
感情在胸。
Emotion is in the heart.
人有思想。
We have thought.
思想在脑。
The thought is in the brain.
所以整个意志的中心点就是性欲。
And so our will is centered on our sexual desires.
腰做我们的代表。
Represented by our groins.
我们感情的中心点就是我们的爱、我们的恨的所在，以心脏做代表。
The centrality of our emotion of love and hate is in our hearts.
而我们的理性的中心点就是智慧、思想、考察、分析，以头脑做代表。
The centrality of our reason of our thinking process is with our brain.
人由这三方面组成的。
And so we are made in these three areas.
所以，应当有意志、跟感情、跟理智的总调和。
We have the will, the emotion, and the reason.
当这三方面能够总调和起来的时候
，When we have harmony among these three,
你就可以做一个正人君子。
You can be a true human being.
那么如果你不能调和的话
，But if there's disharmony,
你就偏重一方
，And you are biased towards one area,
结果你就支离破碎了。
You will have a fragmented life.
最低级的人是什么人呢
？The lowest of all human beings.
整个人生顺从性欲去做事情的人。
Will be a human being that follow his sexual desires.
腰支配了他整个人生的追求。
He's growing a big lead in his entire life.
我们不应当如此。
We are not to be like this.
你要用圣洁的感情去支配你的性欲。
You need to use your emotion to control your sexual desires.
爱来指挥你的性。
You use love to direct your sexuality.
这样你就更高一层的生活了。
And so your life is of a higher status.
所以最低层的人
，the lower status，
以意志指挥他一切的行动
，would be a person that is controlled by his will.
比较高级的人
，a higher one，
用感情来指挥他的意志
，would use emotion to control his life.
希腊哲学里面最高一层的人是谁呢
？But in Greek philosophy, the highest one，
用头脑里面的智慧来控制你的感情，去约束你的意志，这种人叫做哲学家。
Would be a philosopher who uses his mind to control his emotion, which control his sexuality.
你要追求智慧吗
？Do you want wisdom?
追求智慧跟追求美德是不能分开的。
There is no segregation between wisdom and ethics.
你要追求美德吗
？Do you want ethical life?
追求美德跟追求幸福也不能分开的。
The ethical life is not separated from life itself.
因为真正的幸福隐藏在真正的美德里面。
A true blessed life is an ethical life.
真正的美德隐藏在真正的智慧里面。
And a true ethical life comes from a life of wisdom.
所以人应当用理智克服他的情感，用情感引导他的意志。
And so with our reason, we need to control our emotion control our sexuality.
要用你的头脑来指挥你的心情，用你的心里面的爱来指挥你的性欲。
And so using your mind, you have to control and direct your emotion, and using your emotion, you direct your sexuality.
这是很伟大的人生，这就是一个架构。
This is a great concept.
当我很年轻的时候，看见这个毛病太大。
But when I was young, I thought there's lots of faults.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为最高层如果是理性，谁管理人的头脑？
If the highest is in the human intellect, who controls it?
谁指挥人的智慧
？Who will direct human wisdom?
谁定夺纠正人思想的错误
？And who will correct our mistakes?
那我们回到神的话里面了，我们达到真正的答案。
Only when we return to the Word of God can we have the real solution.
我们的心意应当顺从我们的感情。
Our sexuality ought to be from the love of our emotion.
我们的感情应当顺服我们的思想。
Our emotion ought to be obedient to our thinking process.
我们的思想要心意更新而变化。
But our thinking process ought to be renewed in our hearts.
神圣洁的道光照我们，引导我们。人才能真正走在神的旨意的道路。
That the holy word of God will illuminate us, that we may walk carefully along His path.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
苏格拉底、柏拉图、阿里斯多德所没有办法解决的事情。
The things that Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato cannot solve.
在神的话语里面，把这个要旨明明指出来了。
Has already been shown to us by the word of God.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
所以我们今天看参孙的事迹。
When we look at Samson, then
他是一个很可怜的。
He was a pathetic person.
在一些的事情上好像是尊重上帝命令的人。
It seems that he was obedient in certain things.
在另外的事情上，我们看见跟外邦人一样是顺从情义的人。
But like the Gentiles, he followed his desires.
你注意读摩西的事迹，你看见他有没有追求上帝的旨意
？When you look at Moses, was he obedient to God?
他有没有深思上帝的真理
？When did he think carefully
about the word of God? 他有没有谨慎遵行圣灵的引导
？Did he follow cautiously the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
这些是完全没有出现。
This did not appear in the life of Samson.
他只有凭着自然的体力过人。
By his natural strength,
到处搅乱杀害那些抵挡他百姓的人。
He went and killed all his enemies.
他除了这以外，组织的能力也没有。
Other than this, he had no power in organization.
他是个绝对的独行侠，没有跟别人合作。
He was a solo artist and hero.
他是一个人以自己的为中心的人。
He was a person that was self-centered.
参孙是一个信仰有信仰而失败的侍奉者的一个见解。
He is an example of a person who served the Lord but had failed.
当参孙看见美丽的女子的时候
，When he saw a beautiful woman，
他就动心
，He was moving his heart，
他就动情
，And he had desires for her，
他就动欲
，And he had sexual desires，
忘记了他的地位
，And he forgotten his
status， 忘记了他的使命
，Forgotten his mission，
忘记了在神面前怎样寻找上帝的带领
，Forgotten how he should seek the Lord，
这是真正适合中国的一句话：英雄难过美人关。
This is what the Chinese say, a hero cannot pass by the tracks of a beautiful woman.
看见仇敌英勇的他更英勇。
When these heroes see that the enemies are bold, they will be bolder.
看见仇敌有武器的时候更勇敢征战。
When they see that the enemies have weapons, they will work harder and fight.
当他们看见美丽的人的整个心就融化下去。
But when they see a beautiful woman, their heart melts.
杨长老有一句话叫做英雄见美人就变成狗熊。这个他不知道怎么翻译为文。
好像不可以翻译，
这是实实在在的事情。
This is true.
参孙就是这样。
Samson was like this.
所以圣经里不是记载参孙只爱一个人。
The Bible recorded Samson as loving a few people.
只爱一个人。
If he only loved one.
忠心到底。
And was faithful to the
end. 我们很同情他，是一个很痴情的人。
Whereas we will be sympathetic to him.
但是不是如此。
But this was not the case.
见了这个爱，见了那个爱，他到腓力士城里面去找妓女。
When he went to the city of the Philistine, he looked for the prostitutes.
当他最后爱上大力拉的时候
，In the end, when he loved Delilah,
我相信大力拉太美丽了。
I believe Delilah must have been very beautiful.
所以他整个心就给他吸引了。
And his heart was attracted to her.
忘记他要睡在神的手臂中间。
He forgot that he has forgotten he has to sleep in the powerful hand of God.
他要安息在神的怀抱中间。
That he has to rest within the bosom of God.
他要聆听神对他所讲的重要的话语。
And listen to the important words of God.
参孙不是睡在神的手臂中间。
He did not sleep under the protection of God.
睡在大力拉的大腿上面。
But he slept on the thigh of Delilah.
现在他不容易听见上帝的声音。
And so he cannot hear the voice of God.
听见的是这个美女的声音。
You only heard the voice of the beautiful woman.
美女的声音很美。
The voice of a beautiful woman is beautiful.
美女的声音很美丽的歌喉。
and very nice voice.
很感人的音调。
And can move us.
而且是很有艺术感的表达。
A very nice artistic expression.
所以参孙就沉醉在那里。
And Samson was lost.
我请问你，你睡在什么地方？
Let me ask you, where do you lay your head upon?
安息在神的膀臂中吗？
Are you resting upon the arm of God?
或你安息在外邦的妓女的床榻上面？
If you are resting upon the bed of a prostitute,
参孙，你爱我吗？
Samson, do you love me?
我怎么能不爱你？
How can I not love you?
这么美的人，我怎么能不爱你？
You are so beautiful.
而且我不是没有经验，你爱过很多，看到最后还是你最美。
I've loved so many, and you are the most beautiful.
所以我现在把最高峰、最成熟的爱给你。
And so I give you my best love.
如果你真的爱我
，If you truly love me,
你告诉我你的力量哪里来
？Tell me where your strength comes from.
你一直问丈夫你的力量哪里来，做什么呢
？What's the purpose of this question?
为什么问到追根究底的地步呢
？Why is this question being asked?
是不是他怕？这个丈夫爱她，忽然间发神经，把她压就压死了。
Was she afraid that the husband could kill her?
所以知道她力量源头在哪里。
And so wanted to know where the source of strength was.
参孙深深爱大力量。
Samson loved Delilah truly.
大力量不是爱参孙的。
But Delilah did not love him.
一个已经情场老手的人。
A person who is so familiar with love.
很容易表演爱的技巧。
Could just act it out.
很容易表演爱的技术。
And be able to express love.
这些只要享受心意满足的人，就掉在坑里面，在深渊中间没有救。
And these people who only want sexual love has fallen into the trap.
年轻人，你要谨慎。
Young people, be aware.
你不要以为你的太太从年轻喜欢你，她是傻里傻气，什么都不懂，这样才好。
Do not think that your wife is so silly. That's better, actually.
你不要爱那些很多技巧、很熟练谈爱情。却不是真心爱你。
Do not love people who are very articulate about love, but do not truly love you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
参孙知道这里面有一些的陷阱。
Samson knew there was a trap there.
所以他就骗他。
And so he lied to her.
为什么爱里面有骗呢
？Why is there lying within love?
因为他的爱是不圣洁的，所以他的话也跟着不圣洁的。
Because the love in itself is not holy.
如果真样真样真样，我就没有力气了。
And so he lied to her about how he can get rid of the strength.
第一次差一点上当的时候
，The first time when she was trapped,
他用骗的话来这个把这个大力的要求把它闪过去。
He used lies to cover up the demands of Delilah.
大力的深信他是爱他，也讲真话的。
And Delilah thought he was telling the truth.
所以就叫人来捆绑他。
And he asked the people to bind him.
他睡觉的时候，他们把他绑住了。
When he was sleeping, he was bounded.
当他醒起来就说
，When he awakened,
他松一松气，绳子都断掉了。
He just take a breath and the ropes broke.
挣脱一条线一样的易如反掌。
As simple as breaking a thread.
大力他失望了。
Delilah was disappointed.
再与他睡在一边的时候
，And then when she was sleeping with him again,
真的爱我，为什么要骗我
？He said, Why do you lie to me if you truly love me?
你为什么不可以告诉我你真正力量的来源在哪
？Why don't you tell me where your strength came from?
第二次的陷阱。
The second trap.
参孙知道这里面有陷阱。
Samson knew that there must be a trap.
他在骗他。
And so he lied again.
他们再来绑他。
And they came to get him again.
他醒起来，他一挣，又是把绳索如同线一样的把他挣脱掉。
Again he broke the rope easily.
这样一共三次。
It happened three times.
三次完了以后呢
？After the third time.
大力拉向他哭哭啼啼的说：“你真爱我吗
？”Delilah cried to him, "Do you truly love me?"
两。行的眼泪流下来
，with great tears coming from her eyes。
参孙看见这么美丽的脸孔，再加上这么真心的眼泪，怎么可以不把诚实的话告诉他
？Samson saw such a beautiful face with such sincere tears。
这个美女为我流泪
，this beautiful woman is crying for me。
从我受了多少的伤害
，and she has been hurt by me。
我得罪你
，I have sinned against
her。这样流泪。
Such a tears,
这样美丽的脸孔
such a beautiful face,
这样可爱的女人
such a beautiful woman,
这样的流泪
such a crying,
参孙的心完全融化
The heart of Samson melted,
他忘记上帝
And he forgotten about God,
他只记得眼前的一个美女
Only remembered the beautiful woman before
him
Dear brothers and sisters,
许多时候你的灵性失败
Many a times our spirituality fails,
早把上帝的面放在九霄云外了
Because we put the face of God far away from us.
你把情欲的需要当成你最重要的具体的一个对象。
And we treat our desires as the most important thing first.
但是我不能再骗你。
Sam says, hey, I cannot lie to you anymore.
英雄看见美女两行泪，整个心像冰融化一样。
And this hero's heart was melted because of the tears of this beautiful
woman. 你知道我的头发吗？
You know my hair.
我的头发没有剪过，你看见吗？
It has never been shaved.
秘密就在这里。
This is the secret.
现在弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
一句话讲出去。
When this sentence was uttered,
永远不能收回。
It could not be taken back.
神对他父母所立的约。
This is the covenant that God had with his parents. That's something he has to do for his rest of his life. And he has betrayed his firstborn status. And he has betrayed his saintly status. He has betrayed the mystery of God.
把这些最重要的东西交给一个只要情欲、只要金钱，而根本不是真正爱他的外邦女子。
And he gave the most important thing to this Gentile woman who only wanted money.
那现在告诉你了。
Now that you know this,
你满意了吗？
Are you satisfied?
他就把大力的抱在身边。
And he hugged Delilah.
捂住她的头。
And touched her hair.
两个人慢慢睡觉。
And two of them fell asleep.
我们享受安息吧。
We enjoy our rest.
天下有比这个更甜蜜的事吗？
It's such a beautiful scene, isn't it?
有比这个更亲密的关系吗？
A such loving relationship.
当他睡了以后。
After he fell asleep,
大力的爬起来。
Delilah got up,
穿了衣服
and put on the clothes, left,
告诉腓力斯人
and told the Philistines.
这次他真正把秘密告诉他。
Now he told me the true secret.
他们来就把绳子绑住他。
They came and they tied him up.
带着刀
and with knives.
他们带着枪
with weapons.
他们带着火
with fire.
他们带着绳子
with ropes.
让他把这个参孙绑起来以后呢？
After they bound him,
他们用剪刀把他头发都剪断。
They cut off his hair.
剪完了以后呢？
After that,
参孙啊，敌人来了。
She called Samson. The enemies are here.
做贼的人也会恨贼。
The thief called out for thief.
他们醒过来。
He awakened.
糟糕了。
Suddenly,
我怎么爱你？
I love you so much.
你现在告诉我敌人来了，谢谢你。
You tell me the enemies are here, thank you so much.
问题在哪里？
But the problem was,
问题在头发已经剪了。
That he is now bald.
已经剪了。
He has been taken out.
参孙最享受的眼睛看见大力了。
He enjoyed looking at Delilah the most.
就是因为他看错了。
But because he made a mistake.
大力了叫人来把他两个眼睛把他挖出来。
Delilah summoned the people to gouge out his eyes.
你可以想象吗？
You can imagine this.
上帝造人。
When God made man,
眼睛里面的神经系统是精密到一个程度。
The nerves in the eyes are so precise.
伊丽莎进去你都不能容下。
That you cannot even tolerate a single grain of sand.
他们抓住参孙。
They grab hold of Samson.
已经没有力量在反抗他们。
No longer had he any strength.
耶和华离开他去。
Jehovah God has left him.
大能的勇士啊。
His mighty warrior.
天之雄厚体魄。高大的这个大人物
This great person that was given great natural strength
力量过人前无古人后无来者的参孙
The unique Samson in history
你以为你很厉害
Do you think you are a great man
上帝离开你的时候
When God leaves you
人算什么
What are you then
他们抓住他
They grab hold of him
这么挣扎都没有办法
It doesn't matter how hard he fought
刀刺他的眼里面把两个眼睛把他挖出来
With a knife, they gouged out his eyes.
那时候有 chloroform?
Do you have chloroform?
那有麻醉剂吗？
Anesthetics?
没有。
No.
鲜血喷出来。
The great blood was all over the place.
大声尖叫的中
间。He must have been screaming.
永远失明。
And he became blind.
一失足成千古恨。
With one mistake, there was no turning back.
他是用这两粒眼睛爱看注视那最美丽的大力了。
With this pair of eyes, he saw Delilah.
现在这两粒眼睛从他的身体中间挖出来了。
But these eyes were gouged out from him.
永远不黑暗的时候。
Forever he is live in darkness.
你越思想这件事
，the more you think about this，
你也感到神离开一个人的时候，人就变得何等可怜。
The more you find out how sad it is for us when God leaves us，
你要哭吗？
Are you going to cry about it? Are you going to scream?
你要报仇吗?
Are you going to take revenge?
你要挽回吗?
Do you want to turn around?
你要把两粒眼睛再放进去?
Can you put both eyes back?
这些事都过去了。
All these have passed.
有一次我看一本书叫做《参孙》。
Once I read a book entitled Samson.
是 Handel 所写的 oratorio.
It's an oratorio written by Handel.
我就把唱片拿来听，一首一首跟着唱。
And I followed the music.
跟到一首歌的时候，我的心很感动，我的眼泪流出来。
When I reached a certain stage in the music, I was so moved, I was moved to tears.
太阳啊，已经热死了。
The sun is gone.
月亮啊，已经夜死了。
The moon has been darkened.
这个夜死，叫做什么？这个太阳，这个夜死。
Oh, eclipse has occurred.
Eclipse.
It's an eclipse.
The sun has no more light.
No more light.
The moon is no more shining.
那个月亮不再亮。
And the stars are dark.
星星也暗淡下来。
那个音乐很感动人。
The music was very moving.
我当我注意的时候
，When I took note of this，
原来
，The purpose was
Handel 写这首歌的时候 ，Handel 自己是瞎眼的。
When Handel wrote this, he himself was blind.
你知道有两个重要的人，一个 Johann Sebastian Bach， 一个是 George Friedrich Handel， 年老的时候两个都瞎眼。
Bach and Handel were blind when they were old.
两个都给一个医生开刀。
Both were operated upon by the doctor.
两个人都给那个医生开坏了。
Both were operated wrongly by that doctor.
两个眼睛老得完全瞎。
And so in their old age, both were blind.
不同的地方。
The difference was
是巴哈瞎眼以后没有写任何诗歌和眼瞎有关系。
Bach, after he was blind, didn't write any songs relating to sight.
但是 Handel 写这首诗歌的他自己是瞎眼。
But when Handel wrote about this, he was blind.
有什么比一个作曲者把自己的经历写在音乐里面更宝贵的呢？
It's so precious that the composer will write into his music his own experiences.
Eclipse. The sun is no more light.
那个太阳没有光亮。
The moon has no more light.
月亮也没有亮光。
And the stars become dark.
星星都暗淡下
来。Everything is dark.
每样东西都是黑暗的。
当 Handel 把这首歌写出来的时候
，When Handel wrote about this，
他就描写参孙当时的情。
He was describing about Samson。
他们把参孙带到监牢里面。
They brought Samson to the jail。
给他推磨，给他做苦工。
And made him work hard there。
真的不如一只狗。
And he may be like a dog。
不如一条牛。
Or like an ox。
拴住他不能逃走。
They tie him up to prevent escape.
每天绕绕绕绕。
And every day just go round and round.
结果他就变成一个团团转，团团转，永远转不停，永远不前进的人。
He became a person that go round and round without any progress.
今天有这样的基督徒吗？
Are there Christians like this?
有。
Yes.
团团转，团团转，永远不停止，永远不长进。
They go round and round. They never stop, but they never grow also.
就像以色列人在40年旷野生活一样。
Like the Israelites in 40 years of the wilderness.
里面有一些教会。
Some churches.
你在里面。
When you are in there.
听到。
Listening.
侍奉。
Serving.
几十年。
For decades.
团团转，团团转，一直转不完，永远不进步。
It could be round and round and round without any real progress.
一个事实。
A judge.
一个神所兴起的最有力量的事实。
A mighty judge that God has raised.
他建立整个生活的价值变成团团转，团团转。一直老不完，永远不进步。
The entire life has ended up going around in circle without any real progress.
生活像狗，生活像牛。
He lived like a dog or an ox.
所有美丽的风景看不见了。
He couldn't see any beautiful scenery.
漂亮的大力拉早就嫁给了。
The beautiful Delilah has married off.
因为耶和华厉害他。
Because God has left him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣经记载。
The Bible says.
最后一刻的时候。
At the very last moment.
参孙回到上帝。
Samson returned to God.
他们在庙里面召集了几千个人。
In the temple, they called upon thousands of people.
非利士的王在那边观礼。
The Philistine king was looking at it.
他们让参孙从监牢里面带出来。
They wanted to bring Samson out.
来叫大家一同讥笑他。
To mock him in front of everyone.
使他们神得着荣耀的时候。
That their God may be glorified.
参孙被带出来了。
Samson was brought out.
可能这已经几个月的时间过去了。
A few months have passed.
他的头发长出来了。
His hair has regrown.
几千个人聚集在那里。
Thousands of people were there.
穿着漂亮的衣服。
Beautifully dressed.
荣耀他们的家臣。
To glorify their idol.
轻看耶和华。
And despise Jehovah God. 以及他
们兴起的先知参孙的时候。
And the judge he raised.
参孙一个也看不见。
Samson couldn't see any one of them.
瞎眼走到非常的中间。
In blindness he went in the middle.
一个童子拉着他的手。
A little boy carried him.
使他懂得怎样方向，怎样前进。
And guided him as he moved.
这个时候，他的心相信耶和华上帝。
Now his heart returned to God.
他说：“主啊。”
And he said, "O Lord,
求你再把力量赐给我。”
Let me have my strength again.
使我可以报我眼睛被挖出去的这个仇恨。
That I may get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes.
主啊，最后的时刻。
Oh Lord, this is the last moment.
哇, 要死,
I'm going to die.
我也要他们一同死,
I want them to die with me.
这是摩,这个是参春最后一个祷告,
this is the last prayer of Samson.
他活在世界上就是要对付非利士人,
he lived to take care of the Philistines.
不是, take care, 要对付他,
take care as in getting rid of them.
To deal with and to fight against the Philistines. 所以他一生一世最大的目的就是拯救以色列人脱离非利士人。
So his entire purpose was to save the Israelites from the Philistines.
这是最后的机会。
This was the last opportunity.
我个人看到, 参孙是创意很高的, IQ很高的人。
Personally, I think he was very creative with high IQ.
很少人像他这样。
Very few people were like him.
把狐狸抓来,
he caught the foxes,
尾巴对尾巴,
to tie their tails,
中间放火把,
and light it up,
点火让它跑, 一下子整个乡村都烧光了,
and let them loose in the village to burn it down.
这种策略, 孙子兵法没有的,
it's a strategy that you can't find in 孙子.
这种策略呢, 西点军校没有的,
you can't find it in the West Point.
一个人把一个门, 整个城门带到山上去,
for a person to take the entire city gate upon the hills,
他们没有办法拉下来的,
you know they couldn't bring it down.
这个策略没有人留的,
funny strategy.
他为了讲的话被猜中了以后,
after his widow was sold,
所以他就去杀人, 把衣服送给他们, 因为他没有钱买衣服,
he killed them to take their clothing to give away.
真是creative得不得了,
so he was very creative.
最后的时候,
the last moment,
创造了世界上第一次用自杀杀人的办法,
he created the first suicide way to kill others.
你以为哈马斯这些人很厉害吗?
You think Hamas is very important?
你以为这些Palestinian的引弹自爆杀死仇敌很厉害吗?
Or the suicide bombers?
这些都是参孙的photocopy.
They are copying from Samson.
参孙是历史上第一个这样做的人。
Samson was the first in history to do this.
死的时候,
when he died,
我要你们都死,
he made sure the rest died with him.
从来没有人像他这样 creative.
No one was as creative as he was.
到今天为止,
till today,
没有一个人自己死的那一天可以死3000个人一同死。
Not a person can bring about the death of 3000.
他是世界纪录的保持者。
He is still a record holder.
保持到2002年,
until 2002,
参孙对上帝说,
Samson said to God,
主啊,
O Lord,
给我力量,
give me the strength back.
当然年轻, 神学毕业以前一两个月,
about 2 months before I graduated when I was young,
有一个教授讲一句话,
a professor said,
你一生一世,
for the rest of your life,
不可让人因为轻看你, 就轻看你的上帝。
Do not despise your God because other people despise you.
No. Do not let people despise you.
Do not
despise your God.
Do not let people despise you because of that you despise you. And despise your God.
不是我羞辱上帝, 别人因为羞辱我, 他们就羞辱上帝。
Because they despise me, so they despise my God.
我吓了一跳,
I was shocked. I keep thinking about this.
我祷告主,
I pray.
我这一生要堂堂正正做人。
This entire life, I want to be a true
person
and serve you properly. That I will lead a holy life for the rest of my life. And be cautious about my action and words. That people will honor me as your servant, and so because of that, they honor you. I have this clear covenant with God. I remember when Reverend Andrew Chi called the people to the altar. He said, you give your life once and you will never regret. He also said, for all these young people who have not fallen in love yet, do not take it easy. I listen to this carefully. Many talented preachers are dragged down by their wives. Dear brothers and sisters, when Samson was brought in, a lot of people humiliated our God, humiliated Samson. Where is Jehovah God? He cannot save you. All of us can see you are the only blind person. Your God did not protect you. Your God forsaken you. Your God is important. They all were laughing away. And this point, Samson said to God, Oh Lord, renew my strength. The last minute,
回到上帝。
You return to God.
最后一分钟的时候
，the last moment，
用信心支起神的力量。
With faith, he asked for the strength of God.
他对童子说
，He said to the boy，
带我
，bring me
到柱子旁边
，to the pillar。
我要靠着柱子休息休息。
That I may lean against it to rest.
这又是 creative.
This is also very creative.
因为休息可以在墙边休息。
You can rest upon the wall.
马上灵机一动。
But suddenly he realized.
中间的柱子顶住，托住整个建筑物的。
He knows that the pillar will hold the whole building.
他眼睛看不见。
Although he could not see.
那童子把他带去。
The child brought him there.
到了柱子那边。
When he reached the pillar,
使用他力量，把两根柱子把它抱起来。
With all his strength, he grabbed the two pillars.
把它拉断了。
And collapsed it.
耶和华的灵感动他。
The spirit of God was upon him.
耶和华与他同在。
The Lord was with him.
这两个柱子断了以后。
After the pillar came down.
这个骨牌效应，整个建筑一个一个就断下去。
Like a domino, the entire building collapsed.
两就死了三千个。
And 3,000 people died.
摩西这个参孙也死在里面。
And Samson died too.
我们圣经讲一句话。
The Bible says.
参孙死的时候。
When Samson died.
他说杀的人。
The people he killed.
活的时候说杀的人更。
Many more killed was killed when he died than when he was alive.
最后一句话。
The last sentence.
参孙在地上做了42年。
He was a judge for 20 years.
下面没有。
And then no more recording.
以色列人享受太平，没有这句话。
There is no recording of peace in Israel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你跟随主
？Are you following the Lord？
你侍奉主
？Are you serving the Lord？
你信靠他吗
？Are you trusting Him？
神的恩典吗
？The grace of God。
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us.
我要依靠自然恩典。
Not to rely on our natural grace.
不留全本圣经的原则。
And ignore the entire principle of the Bible.
不要因为你有特殊的恩赐。
Do not because of the special gift you have.
没有顺从圣灵。
That you do not obey the Holy Spirit.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
每一个人。
Every one of us.
能够在最上好的神的旨意里面侍奉他。
That we will honor God with the best blessing.
直到我们见主。
Until we shall see Him face to face. Let us stand up together.
十字架，十字架。永是我的荣耀，我终最都是心情，唯靠耶稣。